You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
There's also a lot of what you won't find anywhere else politically as to what's going on here in the city. So the other day during a monologue, I was talking about Sheriff Susan Hudson relative to this contempt hearing that she was compelled to appear before Judge Tracy Davalier Flemings yesterday, who happens to be the chief judge of the Criminal District Court. It was a very contentious hearing, I'm told. It lasted about 2 hours, and the judge ruled that Sheriff Susan Hudson was, in fact, in contempt of the judicial order set down by the judge. There were a number of other judges on the bench of the Criminal District Court that were present for this hearing. I have to imagine that there's a lot of frustration as it relates to access to inmates. You heard me say before, it's a critical, critical exercise to make sure that you're able to move inmates into the court system, because when you can't get them there, they're not there. It's a 7-day operation. The whole thing just takes longer. And we don't really have the benefit. I mean, we can't afford that, right? We need throughput. We're basically in jail overcrowded conditions. We're right at the max. You know, and I remind you, this is a sheriff that when was running for public office, and this is why it's really important to listen to what they say. She was advocating that we should have no more than 500 inmates. How did you reach that number? How did you get to that arbitrary number? What data did you look at to support that? I mean, I knew what the arrest rate of the New Orleans Police Department was in felonies every year. In the tens of thousands. So basically what she was saying is that she was fine with just releasing all of these people back out onto the streets. And what do we think was going to happen if that was in fact the case? Everybody knows what would happen. Crime rates wouldn't go down. One of the reasons they're down as big as they are here in the city of New Orleans is that we have like 1,400 inmates locked up. That, over and above the turnover in the jail, if we had more throughput, you can turn that jail population over. We used to in Jefferson Parish 6 or 7 times. So if you had a 1,000-bed jail, you were pumping 7,000 inmates through that facility every year. That's how you make a dent in crime. It's how we always made the dent in crime in Jefferson Parish. So during the course of this campaign for sheriff, don't buy the bullshit. that's going to be out there about the jail's too big. No, it's not. If you want to selectively incapacitate the impact criminal, you need to begin to look at the arrest of felons and figure out from that number what you're willing to support. And the fact of the matter is, it definitely requires more than 500. I dare say her attitude has probably changed at this point in time. I also dare say her attitude about calling them residents has actually changed at this point in time, because whatever her political future holds for her, and I hope it's not much at all, quite frankly, is in large measure due to the escape. They took advantage of the BS that she was trying to sell the public day in and day out about inmates. You can't be, you're not their friend. Not now, not ever. Sure, you can treat them with respect. Nobody's saying, you know, treat them disrespectfully. I never did when I was out on the street. When I started in Orleans Parish, I worked in the housing projects. That's where I was assigned, handling alias and at-large capiuses. I always treated everybody with respect. It was not a problem. And typically, if you did so, you would be treated respectfully in return. It's part of, you know, being in having emotional intelligence, the ability to manage one's own emotions and the emotions of others. I mean, you know the key phrases that are going to set your wife off or significant other off. The question is, when you exercise emotional intelligence, how often are you willing to go there, right? You know what the outcome is going to be. Pretty ugly. Some people do it anyway. Guilty as charged. I've done it. And then in the aftermath, I know that I did not exercise emotional intelligence at all.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
So no one's saying treat everybody disrespectfully, but call it for what it is. And don't try and bamboozle the public into believing that it's something else. So now we're completely upside down. Some of our own making and some not. You heard a couple of weeks ago that I said it is a tragedy that the city of New Orleans is only funding and giving the quarterly payment to her at 50%. That's tragic. That makes the operational pressures go up. Now, I don't necessarily think that the sheriff is misleading the court when she says, we want to be clear, the issue is not a matter of willingness, it's a matter of operational feasibility. However, you've known this for a while. There are ways to fine-tune what's going on internally within your organization on a daily basis. And if you had been better managing the money all along, you wouldn't be facing this crisis. If you had fostered a relationship with the chief judge of the court, you would not be facing this crisis that you're facing at the present time. It's embarrassing to have the sheriff held in contempt of court. The moment that that order came down, if you knew that this was going to be a huge operational problem for you, most reasonable people, the first thing they would have done was to seek a meeting with the court to try and resolve it behind closed doors, to be transparent, to see if there's room for compromise and accommodation. Can we meet halfway? Are there things that we can do to try and make this easier on the budgetary and operational constraints that the sheriff's facing? I don't know that any of that's been done. It doesn't seem like it has been done. These are all components of being a credible leader. It's not about you. It's about the entity. The entity both being the court, your office, and the public at large. So it's going to be interesting to see where this ultimately plays out. Obviously, timing is not good for her in the midst of a campaign. You know, it is what it is, and it is a lot of her own making. But this, I don't underestimate, you know, exactly what the judge is doing either. Because in my monologue the other day, I pointed out that this is a critical component of being able to move inmates through the system, to get them before a magistrate in order to set a bond, in order to move this along, especially when you have overcrowding conditions that exist in that jail at the present time. Knowing that, that alone, highlights the importance of this in the management of the population within that facility. I mean, you got to make that happen, one way or the other. It has to happen. In fact, you should be pleased that they are actually conducting magistrate court 7 days a week. That inures to your benefit in the management of the population of the jail. Plain and simple. We can draw lines in the sand. We can hold on to the politics of our office and whatever power you think you have as a result of that office. I was never into power. People were like, I can't believe you're leaving as being sheriff. You're giving up all that power. I said, power in a $1.50 gets me on the Nopsy bus. I mean, there's nothing with power. That's not what this is about. It should never be about that. In order for this system to work, they all have to work together at some point in time. Yeah, you can have disagreements. You go behind closed doors and you argue. You debate it. You try and reach some compromise. You make your case. The last place you want that is out in the public, quite frankly. And it's okay to have these bitch sessions, if you want to call it that, behind closed doors. That's part of the thing. You get it off your chest. Gain a better understanding of the frailties of the system, of the challenges of the system, the challenges that you're facing, the budgetary concerns. It certainly would help going to the city administration with one voice. Everyone on the same sheet of paper asking for the funding and financing necessary. It's great to have allies. When you have this many independently elected officials, and this occurs in almost every parish, it's not unique to Orleans, you're going to have disagreements. You got to resolve them. I was not always happy with the court. The court was not always happy with me, and I was not always happy with parish administration. I didn't have to deal with them much, but, I mean, that's the nature of the beast. You got to rise above it. It doesn't mean you don't stake out your position any less. But you have to bring the data. You have to bring what the operational challenges are. And it has to make sense. It can't just be driven by emotion. I'm not doing that because I don't want to. No, that's not how this works. Because a lot of what you do impacts what the others do. They can't do it until you do it. That's a perfect case here in magistrate court. Moving cases through. Look, I'm glad the judge is all over this, and you should be as well. And I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of work of a lot of different folks that are bringing this to the forefront. Metropolitan Crime Commission, looking at the cases, looking at their dockets. How quickly are they moving? They're paying attention. They can't move cases until it gets through magistrate court. So they want to make sure that they're able to restore the 7-day, 24-hour-a-day, setting these bonds, moving this thing along, getting these cases allotted to the appropriate district courts and moving them through. Why? And what? We've had the Supreme Court finally get off its duff and do something when we see these outliers, these anomalies as it relates to these court dockets that are out there. They think this is like mailbox money job. You just go to the mailbox, pick up the check. You don't have to show up. It's run amok. And what happens right after it gets brought to the forefront? They step in, they remove the judge, and they appoint another one. Yeah, it's costing us more money, but it's costing your community more. Because your safe harbor's been impaired. Your safety is being impacted. That's why it's important that we keep an eye on all of the elements of the court system and how we get throughput, and that we recognize that throughput is important, that everybody's got to be doing their job. It's the same thing the other day with these bogus trials. What's up with that? I mean, it comes to the forefront. There has to be sanctions. We cannot tolerate these types of behavior. This is crazy. Because they are messing with your safety and security. Each and every time, there's a disruption to the system. Each and every time. And that's how important this actually is. So, the advice I gave the other day about the mayor's race is the same advice that I would give here. Listen very closely to what these candidates are saying. Of what they are saying. The job of sheriff is an interesting one. You have authorities that police chiefs don't have. Especially on the administrative side and the management of your money, how it's going to be handled, this, that, and you're making decisions that typically others don't. So focus on what they're saying about these challenges. This sheriff has not been able to get her hands around the budget of this office. She has struggled. She thought she was going to be able to do all kinds of politically popular things, ideologically driven programs and this and that and everything else, losing sight of the primary function of the office and always, always struggling to make ends meet. Because we're not setting our priorities. We've lost sight of what it is that we're actually supposed to do. You can't. the very fundamental principles of the operation at an office that have to be met each and every day. And everything else comes second, not first. And we can go through the litany of stories, much like with the mayor, of all of the mishaps in the management of the money in that organization. And the amounts of money that we've fought the federal court on a mental health jail, on the amounts of money that we fought this and we fought that, didn't make any sense. Knowing all along, that we were not in good financial shape. We're just throwing money away. This is the byproduct of not understanding what you're supposed to do, how you're supposed to go about doing it, and making it happen each and every day, right here. We have an opportunity right now in October to really define the next, not only 8 years, probably the next 14 to 15 years as to who we put in these very important offices right now. And whether or not we're going to be able to maintain these low crime rates, whether or not we're going to be able to leverage against these low crime rates, take advantage of where we are now, redefine what we're doing, making sure that we have operational guidelines in place that everybody is clear and understands and we can work within the system together to make sure that we have a healthy throughput through this, to make sure that we're able to hire the necessary people to work within this system. Nobody wants to go to work in this system. It's hard enough to get them when you're clicking on all cylinders, much less this complete and total disruption all the time that these offices are facing. And unless and until we begin to hold everybody accountable and we make our vote matter, that we're listening and voting on the core competencies of these individuals that put themselves up for these public offices as to whether or not they're worthy of your trust. We should almost treat it as though we might, whether we would be willing to date these people. Right? Can we trust them? Do we think they have the tools necessary to do the job? Don't just vote because of some soundbite that happens to roll off the tongue in their mouth. It's a one-moment statement. Predominant purpose, clickbait. No. In many respects, we all failed the last time we went to the polls. Let's not fail again. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.